مدني life of the last prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم مدني life of the last prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the previous episode, we learned about the Brotherhood of Medina. It was unprecedented and an historic decision of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This decision was purely based on love and sincerity, and it made the Ansar and Muhajireen economically strong. In today's episode, we're going to hear about the first Islamic university established in Medina. What was its purpose, and how did the Islamic society strengthen the foundation of knowledge and conveyed it to the others? But before moving further, let's listen to the excellence of Salat. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Blessing is not granted in the task before which Allah Almighty is not praised and Salat is not recited upon me. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, after arriving in Medina, the very first task which the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam completed was the construction of Masjid al-Nabawi. In the corner of Masjid al-Nabawi, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had a canopy and an elevated place built which is called Suffa in Arabic. And the Holy Companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, who would live here were called the people of Suffa. Hence the term Ahlul Suffa. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the purpose of this elevated place was that Muhajir Holy Companions would live here and attain education day and night. Suffa was not only an elevated place, rather for the Holy Companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, it was a religious school and a spiritual training center. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, what was the system before this? Let's learn about the circumstances of the people of Suffa and what does the Holy Quran say regarding these individuals. In different times, about 400 to 500 poor Muhajireen would sit on this elevated place. They neither had a house, nor the worldly things and belongings, nor any business. They were so poor that 70 people out of them did not even have a piece of cloth to cover their body parts. They would often decrease and increase in number. If a newcomer to Medina did not have any acquaintance in the city, he would also join the people of Suffa. The number of people of Suffa would often decrease or increase because of passing, traveling, or getting married to have a family. Some of the famous Holy Companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, from amongst the people of Suffa are as follows. Sayyidina Abu Dhar Ghifari, Sayyidina Ammar ibn Yasir, Sayyidina Salman Farsi, Sayyidina Suhaib Rumi, Sayyidina Bilal Habashi, Sayyidina Abu Huraira, Sayyidina Huzaifa ibn Yaman, Sayyidina Abu Sayyid Khudri, Sayyidina Hanzala, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Maktoum, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Umair, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. The people of Suffa were weak and poor. They did not have fancy clothes to wear. They did not have food to eat. They did not have soft and warm beds to sleep on. They did not have house to live in. They did not have servants to serve them. They did not have slaves to carry out their tasks. Even though they were quite poor, but they were accepted in the court of Allah Almighty. They were close to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has praised them and stated their attributes. Hence in part 15, Surah Kahf, verse number 28, Allah Kareem says, وَصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And keep your soul familiar to those who call upon the Lord in the morning and the evening, seeking His pleasure. And may your sight not fall upon any other except them. Would you desire the adornment of the life of this world? And do not follow him whose heart we have caused to become neglectful of our remembrance, and who followed his own desire and his action has crossed the limit. In Tafsir al-Na'imi, it is mentioned under this verse that Allah Almighty is saying that, O beloved, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, throughout your blessed life, in every gathering and in every moment, in the morning and evening, keep yourself only with these people who are sincere, destitute, poor, plain-hearted, who worship their Lord Azza wa Jal sincerely, who are full of fear and humility, who remember the Lord from dawn to dusk, from Fajr to Isha, in all five times, in the dawn, before sleeping at night, and even at all times, and in every breath and sigh. They abandon the world and have only the intention of their Lord and want to seek Him alone. And O beloved, remain away from those disbelievers who come to you in different delegations and put various conditions before you to embrace Islam, saying, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we and our tribe will embrace faith upon you when you remove these poor people of Sufa from your company and gathering. Don't let them close to you, at least in our presence. You should hold their gathering separately and organize our gathering separately. We feel disgraced while sitting with them and it affects our authority. This is the only obstacle that is preventing us from embracing faith upon your prophethood, truthfulness and honesty. Upon this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proclaiming, O beloved, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, don't listen to these wicked people and do not remove your eyes of mercy and peace from these people of pure inner self, because your eyes of ma'rifah are the entire universe of these people. Your gatherings are life for them. Parting from you is painful for them. On this occasion, this verse was revealed and it was said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, keep your soul familiar to those who call upon their Lord in the morning and the evening, seeking His pleasure. In other words, those who remain engaged in obeying Allah Almighty sincerely at all times. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, imagine how high and superior is the status of the people of Sufa in the court of Allah Almighty, that He Himself instructed His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam regarding them and said not to drive them away from His great court. It is mentioned in the commentary, Siratul Jinan, that from this verse, we learned many rulings. Number one, we learned that living with good people is good, even if they are poor, and living with bad people is bad, even if they are wealthy. We also learned that remembering Allah Almighty, especially in the morning and the evening, is excellent. Number three, the two signs of virtues are also stated in this verse. Firstly, they remember Allah Almighty in the morning and the evening. Secondly, they seek the will and pleasure of Allah Almighty through every action. In this verse, keeping attention to worldly people and following them are forbidden. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, during the construction of Masjid al-Nabawi, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam built a special elevated place for the people of Sufa so that Muhajir holy companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in would be provided with Islamic education. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam knew that a good and decent society is based on education and the system of education. Therefore, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam built this elevated place and founded the first university of Medina. This elevated place was like a residential university where the people of Sufa would get education throughout the day and would rest there at night. This was the first residential school which the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself established. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would give ethical training to the people of Suffa. Hence, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would spend most of his time with the people of Suffa and provided them with religious and ethical training. In these religious sessions, the Holy Quran would be recited and ahadith would be read. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would purify the souls of the holy companions, teach them wisdom, and at the time of need, he would send them on military expeditions. The principal or the head of this first university of Medina was the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُم مَّا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: And we have sent you a great messenger from amongst you, that he recites to you our verses and purifies you and teaches you the book and sound knowledge, in other words, wisdom, and teaches you that which you knew not. And what a great messenger he is. He is the one who gives the Holy Quran, the science of the Holy Quran, the comprehension of the Holy Quran, the mysteries of the Holy Quran, the wisdom, the purification of the soul, the purification of the heart, the reformation of the outer self and the inner self, and all the goodness of the world and the hereafter. It was like the academic syllabus of this school. And the fact is that not only the apparent subjects of the Holy Quran and the commandments of Allah Almighty, rather the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam taught everything, because he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has all the sciences of the earliest and the latest. In Qasida Burda Sharif, Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala says, فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ وَلَمْ يُدَانُوهُ فِي عِلْمٍ وَلَا كَرَمِ مَوْلَايَ صَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ دَائِمًا أَبَدًا عَلَى حَبِيبِكَ خَيْرِ خَلْقِ كُلِّهِمِ. It means that you are superior to all prophets in beauty, elegance, and manners, and nobody is equal to you in knowledge and generosity. The food for the people of Suffa, who were destitute, was sometime arranged by the house of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and sometimes by the houses of Ansar holy companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Thus, free education was started from this first school of Masjid al-Nabawi. The provision of free education is considered the invention of the current ages, whereas it was the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam who actually found it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would give motivation to provide for those who would get education. Hence, from the book of biographies, we learn that the wealthy companions would fulfill all the needs of the people of Suffa. Some companions would slaughter a goat and then hang its meat so that anybody would take the meat away. Some holy companions would bring bunches of dates from their orchard and hang them so that anybody would pluck dates from them and eat them. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, education in Suffa was also common for everyone. The people of every class would attend this historical school of Masjid al-Nabawi. The Ansar and Muhajireen, the urban and the ruler, the heads of the tribe and the local people, even the elderly and the youths, all of them would sit together, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would teach them while considering everyone's mind and dispositions. In this school, the people of Suffa had a prominent status. They would remain present day and night and would remain engaged only in teaching and learning, zikr, the recitation of Holy Quran, and mutual discussions. Hence, Sayyidina Usman ibn Abi Aas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is from amongst the people of Suffa, had the routine that when the people would leave in the afternoon, he would arrive in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and would ask questions about the religion and would learn the Holy Quran. Thus, he got the religious understanding and its knowledge. If the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was resting, then he would go to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam loved him a lot. My dear viewers from Madani channel, by virtue of the love and the blessing of the knowledge of the head of Suffa, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the holy companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, continued to attain knowledge. It was the impact of only his generous sight and prophetic intuition that a big group of the holy companions had become huffaz of the holy Quran. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was the chief of huffaz, and his students were Huffaz of the Holy Quran. Hence, the name of the famous Huffaz amongst Muhajirin and the Ansar are the rightly guided caliphs, Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Muawiyah ibn Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Zayd ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The abundance of Huffaz Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in can be gauged from the fact that 70 Huffaz were martyred in the expedition of Bir Ma'una and 70 in the battle of Yamama. In addition to these people, there were other Huffaz of the Holy Quran as well. Some holy companions attained the science of interpretation and commentary of the Holy Quran from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and those holy companions were expert in this science. Even when people would fail to comprehend a verse of the Holy Quran, they would consult these commentator holy companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. These holy companions included the rightly guided caliphs, meaning the four Khalifa, Khulafai Rashideen, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These holy companions were Huffaz of the Holy Quran as well as the commentator of the Holy Quran. Many of the holy companions were those who got the share of jurisprudence from the blessings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There are different opinions regarding the number of these holy companions. However, the famous honorable muftis of the prophetic age included the four Khulafai Rashideen, Sayyidina Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Huzaifa ibn Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Ubada bin Thamit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Muawiyah ibn Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ummi Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha. My dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, indeed, if there's a sincere passion, it guides to the destination. Since the people of Suffa had a sincere passion for learning religious knowledge, therefore they were wholeheartedly and consistently remain engaged in it. They would frequently starve and bear hunger and poverty, but they did not retreat from their purpose. Just think, on one hand, the people of Suffa, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, had such a passion for attaining religious knowledge that there was no special arrangement of food and water, no necessities of life were available, and no complete dresses to cover their bodies. But even then, they would remain engaged in attaining religious knowledge with a lot of fondness and interest. Whereas our condition is that we have facilities of food, water, and everything. The easy sources of attaining Islamic knowledge are present as well. But alas, 100 million times, we have been misguided merely by our nafs and shaitan and are deprived of this great auspicious because of heedlessness and laziness. Even we do not spare time to learn obligatory and compulsory knowledge and the Holy Quran with tajweed. Remember, until a person is mentally ready to do a task, however easy the task is, it seems difficult. But when we make a firm mindset to carry out that task and make all the possible efforts for it, then even the most difficult task becomes easy. Hence, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, understand the importance of religious knowledge. And for the goodness of the world and the hereafter, while practically implementing this passion, become engaged in learning religious knowledge. Remember, just like food and water are diets for our body, similarly, knowledge is the food for our heart. If the body is not given food, it becomes weak and frail, and because of remaining constantly hungry for many days, even death may occur. Similarly, knowledge is the food for the heart. If the heart is not kept illuminated with the light of knowledge, it also turns dead. In order to make the mind of attaining religious knowledge, Madani Channel is supportive and helpful in this time of turmoils. The different programs full of religious knowledge in Madani Channel develop a fondness for learning religious knowledge. A great source of attaining religious knowledge is the weekly Madani Muzakra, in which Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliyah answers the questions regarding Shariat, Tariqat, ethics, and sociality. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, watch the Madani Muzakra regularly and learn from the wisdom of Amir Ahl Sunnah, and ask your family members to watch it as well. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will get a precious treasure of religious knowledge, inshallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we heard about the people of Suffa and First Islamic University of Medina. Establishing Islamic education was one of the important steps. We learned how important knowledge is for a society. It is only knowledge which may cause a revolution in the people of society, raise them from the epic of inferiorities, and lead them to the height of civilized values. And it is only knowledge whose importance and benefits the knower of the unseen has stated through Iqra in the first revelation. Inshallah, in the next episode, we will hear about the important rulings which are revealed in Second Hijri, and we'll discuss their wisdom and benefits as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ilmi nafi. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyin ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Madani life of the last prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Madani life of the last prophet.